You know, I watched a video last night on the way to go into bed, and I seen these clips of these children getting so angry from a very, very young age, and you can see that just the frustration and the hatred in their face. And it dawned on me when I was reading the little kids that the body, when you're a child, is the most dominant thing. But the question is, where does that anger come from? Where does that hatred come from? Yes, from lessons learned, but also it's in your genetics. This is nature versus nurture in its purest sense. That, of course, that if it's part of your nature, then if you're nurtured into a certain way, you're going to respond in a certain way. Meaning that if you have the natural predisposition from your genes, from your genetics, to be angry, aggressive, because your father and forefather and so forth did not deal with their own trauma, then it passes down to you. But how you live your life determines whether it's exacerbated or not. Meaning that until you can release the trauma from your ancestry by dealing with your own problems in this day and age, it's never going to release. You know, if you think about it, your genetics, which you don't pick, the person upon which you are, you're born from, should I say, you don't pick. You do on a higher conscious plane, but if you think about it in the perspective from now, you didn't make the conscious decision right now to have those as your parents. So really, you're at a massive disadvantage straight from the get-go, depending on what you are. And we spend all this time trying to tame the beast, trying to tame ourselves, you know? And it's bloody ruthless. I had a friend of mine who came through recently, of course, from the other side. I knew many, many years ago, he passed away quite a long time ago. And for a brief period of time, I actually lived with him. And this man was an alcoholic. The way he drank, he was just unbearable to be around. But when he was sober, he was the nicest person. But yet you can never stay sober long enough. And when I spoke to him recently, he spoke about the fact that he had no control. He didn't know what he was doing. He was so lost in himself. And I wonder how many people are like that. You know, because I know I've been like that myself. Wonder how many times we've been possessed by our own body. We're in the stages of possession, you know? Because possession is something to take over and to take a hold of you. Now, yourself, your ego, your body can take a hold of you. Very much so, you know? And it kind of reminds me of another video that I saw. It's a man from on here. He's a really nice bloke. Really, really nice bloke. And he's a fighter. And he spoke about his morning ritual. And I know that he suffered with addiction and various other things. Lived a bad life before he changed himself to Jesus. And he spoke about getting up. And the first thing he does is to temper his mind, is to give grace to God and give himself to Jesus. And how he goes in the practice of doing a certain thing in the morning to stop those urges or those feelings from coming back. You know what I mean? So it's like preventing yourself, the prevention measure from the body taking over. And I know with inside myself that, being an addict myself, that if I do not do things to condition myself and allow my higher self to take control, the lower self starts to become more dominant. It's just so interesting we're in this constant battle, aren't we, with ourselves? And I look at people, and for the first time when I was away after doing my mushrooms, the mushroom ceremony that I did, I started to realize that every single person is in a battle with themselves. You know, when I think of like demons and demonic entities and things, I think, do you know what? Demon is lower self. You're in a battle with yourself. We think the battle exists outside of ourselves, like the spiritual warfare must exist outside the body. But in reality, it doesn't. This spiritual warfare is happening within, you know? Everything from within. And by dealing with our own darkness and dealing and accepting who we are, actually helps the global energy. It brings down the darkness itself. But that's another thing, you know, constantly, especially when you've had a spiritual awakening, you always think about improving yourself. You know, I'm never good enough. If I do this, then I'll get better. Maybe my ability will come stronger, or I don't know, maybe I'll be happier and more peaceful. And I've come to realize that that's not the way to look at it. You are perfect the way that you are. And the moment you accept it, you stop trying to be something more than what you are, because it's that being something more than what you are is actually what's pulling you further away from yourself. You know what I mean? always wanting to be something greater. Well, what if you're not? What if that all you are is all you've ever been? That's all you'll ever be? And what's so bad about that? I don't want you to sit with that and to feel it. What if what you are now is all you are and all you'll ever be? And I don't mean the trauma. I don't mean the negative thoughts. I don't mean any of that. I mean who you as a core, when you look into a child's eyes, when you look into animals' eyes, the way you feel around things that make you feel peaceful and happy, what if that is your natural state? And what if there is nothing outside of yourself that will ever make you feel like that, other than accepting the fact that's just what you are from the inside? From the inside, and dragging it out and showing it like a light. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because I know a lot of you will struggle to conceive that. It's like, well, I'm not a good person. Yeah, well, that's a belief system. That's not true. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people confuse beliefs with emotions. They're not the same thing. Emotions are pretty straightforward. Sad, angry, happy. These are pretty normal emotions. Love, joy. Any, you know, anything that's more complex than that is now down to a belief system. So the question is, if you don't believe you're a good person, then why is that? That's because you don't believe you're good enough, because you're comparing yourself to other people. You know, everybody wants to fit in. Everybody wants to be a part of something more than themselves. It's fascinating, isn't it? You know, who are you competing with? Who are you trying to please? Who are you trying to fit in with? If it's not people and walking around, then is it your family? So many people fall for the exact same traps. Everybody wants to dress the same way. Why? And they say that they're doing it because they like it. No, you're doing it because you feel fucking safe doing it. That's not the same. That's not the same. You feel safe looking like everyone else, so you don't stand out. The tallest poppy in the field is the first one to be cut. You're scared that you're the one's going to get attacked. But that's just not the way it goes. You want to stand out. You want to be different. You want that authenticity. You want to be the best version of yourself. There are no clothes, no materialism. There is no money. There is nothing you can attain outside yourself that is greater than inside yourself. It all comes from within. Think about this. Imagine if you go to, let's just say, I don't know, Norway, sit next to a beautiful lake. The question is, did the lake make you happy? Or did you find the peace inside yourself that allowed you to be present, therefore to be happy? Makes you think, doesn't it? If you got to the end of the video, let's just say, yes, amigos. Yes, amigos. If you say that at the end, I know you watched it all. And if you're enjoying these, then these are just my thoughts and things that I think about from day to day. And yeah, if you like this kind of stuff, then yeah, drop a message, leave a comment. You know how it goes.